98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Well, some fabulous news for fans of Bambino. They're about to announce, or about to open, I should say, their third branch in the city.
Yes.
So a post was put up yesterday saying, hello, Camden Street. We're buzzing to open in one of the most energetic streets in the city. So the venue is where the former Porthouse was on Camden Street.
I didn't realise that was gone. Yeah,
yeah, okay. Neither did I. Yeah. So it's right next to Sprout, Frank's, Hang Dye.
Yeah, that
just
is
that
Camden
kind of
Street is just a string of really good places to eat.
Oh, it's fantastic.
A little food tour.
This is it. Mm. And I think it was last year that it was named one of the trendiest streets in the world.
Oh yeah, that bounces around,
doesn't
it? I don't
know if
it
was Time Out or, yeah, or one of those.
It's like Phibsworth, the Liberties, Camden Street.
Yeah. It's the place to be.
It really is.
So I would imagine there will be lots of queues for a pepperoni slice now.
Hopefully
in
it'll shorten the one at Stephen's Green a bit. You know, just spread them out.
You know what? If I feel like that queue is too long on my walk home, trot. I can just trot up
there. Well, that's true, yeah. We mentioned a few minutes ago David Attenborough's 100th birthday today. To celebrate, get this, 98FM's Claire Beck and her Real Hot Girls podcast co-host Connor Finn, they're throwing a birthday party for David Attenborough in Dublin tonight.
Love this. Claire and Connor are both so gas.
They are hilarious.
This is just a brilliant celebration.
So it's going to be at Egan's on Ainger Street. Not too far away, I guess, from the new Bambino on Camden Street.
That's not open until July, love.
Right,
so you're
okay.
Going to need to go to Egan's and then go back.
You'd be hungry if you're waiting. So they're going to be at Egan's, Ainger Street from 5:30 this evening, throwing a 100th birthday party for David Attenborough. If you're in search of just a good night out or you just want to celebrate his birthday, I'd say it's going to be, knowing them, quite ridiculous.
Yes, I would say there'll be a lot of fun to be had at that event this evening.
Yeah.
And happy birthday, David Attenborough, 100 years young.
Happy birthday. What a man.
An icon. Truly an icon. Mm. So that's if you're going out tonight. If you're staying in this weekend, SNL UK is back.
Oh, yeah.
And this week's episode is going to be hosted by Ted Lasso star Hannah Waddingham.
I'm Hannah Waddingham, this week's host of SNL UK, with music from the brilliant Miles Smith. I was supposed to be doing Celebrity Traitors, but I got in the wrong car at the end.
She would have been great on Traitors, but I can't wait to see her on SNL.
Oh yeah, she's going to be fantastic. And SNL UK has been renewed for another series.
It's so good. I'm really enjoying that, and I didn't think I would.
12 more episodes on the way.
Well, I can't wait to see them.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. With glowing skin, Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins. 98 FM.
Well, good morning to Faye and Clontarf, who says my little win is that I'm going to join my sister for her weekly run club this weekend and get a nice coffee and pastry afterwards.
Lovely stuff. I was chatting to a friend of mine yesterday and she's done two runs recently and I was like, fair play to you.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, minis.
Yeah, I don't actually mind the run, but it's the day or two after. I'm like, ow.
Yes, this is it. Harry and Balbriggan says that his little win is that he unclogged his drain in the shower.
Harry, fair play.
I tell you, that water's
nice
flowing.
Friend of mine, a different friend of mine told me at the weekend that sometimes when her hair just gets stuck to the shower wall when she washes her hair, she leaves a love heart for her husband. I was like, that is one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard.
Eviction notice.
Yeah, totally.
And Sinead and Sword says that she's finally going to see The Devil Wears Prada 2 this weekend.
Very good. Here's Sharon.
My little win is I'm back on walk this morning after a 3-day first aid response course. Happy weekend, guys.
Everyone who works with Sharon now is in very safe hands.
Well done, Sharon. So important.
Here's Anne.
Good morning, Brendan and Rebecca, or Rebecca and Brendan. I found out yesterday my favourite author published her new book, her 9th book, and I went out yesterday and bought it. Well done to Andrea Mara. Such a nice girl is the name of the book.
I love Andrea Mara's books.
She's amazing.
Oh, Anne, I'm definitely going to get that.
And we actually had a lovely chat with Andrea when she came in to see us here on 98FM recently. And obviously, what a success, the show, the Apple show.
Yeah. So good. Oh, Anne, brilliant. Here's Connor.
Hey guys, Connor here. My little win is we kids off the crash yesterday. It was my birthday today. We're 2 and 3, and the Mohawk birthday card is ready for me. Not to make any sense of it, but yeah, it felt very special. So that's my little win today. Buzzing. Thanks.
There's a lot of love behind all those scribbles,
so
Connor.
So sweet. Happy birthday.
And here's Valerie.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win today is that I'm going to get my nails done tomorrow for my son's upcoming confirmation. And when I was looking for something yesterday evening in a drawer, I came across a voucher for my nail salon that I completely forgot that I had. So I don't have to pay for my nails tomorrow.
Valerie, what are the chances?
The dream.
Fantastic stuff. Valerie, Connor, Anne, Sharon and everyone else, thank you so much for sharing your little wins. A 98FM notebook and pen is on its way to you.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Now our next guest is an absolute powerhouse. She is a Nolan sister, a loose woman, a podcaster, and now she is looking for love on Celebs Go Dating. Colleen Nolan, welcome to 98FM.
I am so happy to be here.
It's lovely to see
what
you.
What gorgeous place.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thanks for getting up early and coming in to see us.
Yeah, well, I'm not fully awake, so.
But neither are we. That makes all of us. It's fine. Come here. You've done it all. Music, telly, and now podcasting.
Yes.
Tell us about Uncensored.
Oh, so Uncensored is me and my eldest son, Shane, and my daughter, Kira, because they live, well, Kira lives with me and Shane just lives around the corner. Jake lives in London, so he's going to drop in next week.
Nice.
But it's exactly what it says on the tin. It's totally uncensored. We talk about everything, everyone. And we're really, really enjoying it. It's just nice because it feels so normal. And there's not many podcasts where it's mom, son and daughter.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also because the age gap between Shane and Kira, Shane's 37, Kira's coming up to 25 and then I'm 61. So it's good to have all the different... different generational kind of discussions. And we love the listeners and viewers to phone in and just say whatever they want us to talk about. Yeah. And we do.
Absolutely love that.
And it's and uncensored.
This is it. And congratulations on Celebs Go Dating as well.
Thank you.
Why is now the time for you to do a dating show?
Why not? Now's
love
the perfect
that.
Time. You know, I'm single in my later on in life. My kids are all grown up, all have their own families. And I do feel that a lot of women of my age think, oh, it's too late for me now. Or, you know, women are getting divorced later on in life or separated from partners or whatever. And then they think, oh, I'm too old now. There's no one. And I don't think you're ever too old for love.
Never.
And it was a great show. I've absolutely had the best 3 months of my life.
What did you go in looking for?
Someone with a pulse. Although it wasn't an absolute necessity, but I think I'm just looking for someone who can come in and enhance my life a bit. You know, it doesn't have to be living together 24/7 or marriage or anything, but someone, you know, sometimes when you get home and you're tired and you've had a long day, I miss someone going, putting their arms around me, giving me a hug and going, do you know what, I'll make you a cup of tea.
It's the little small things.
And anybody, because I've got a small holding at home, I've got loads of animals, horses and all of that, and so anyone that could build a fence could be top of the list.
Lovely.
Love
that. Costing me a fortune and I can't do it.
For you now, what would be your perfect date, like an ideal date, if you could picture the scene?
Oh, an ideal date. I've probably thought that. I'm still, you know, I love going out for a meal. It's always good, although maybe starting with a drink, because if you don't get on and you're stuck for 2 hours having a meal, you'll know I don't like you if I don't order pudding.
Okay, that's the signal.
If anyone's out there and they bring the dessert menu and I go, no, I'm fine.
No, thanks.
That means I'm not
feeling it. This isn't going well.
Okay. Celebs Go Dating was filmed in Tenerife.
Yeah.
How did the heat add to kind of the sweaty nervousness,
we only went for a week to Tenerife.
Okay.
Because it was over 3 months, the filming, and we went very early on for a week to Tenerife, and we just had, honestly, I've never laughed so much in my life.
Brilliant.
In fact, the dates got in the way a bit.
You're like, this is getting in the way of my holiday.
It's just getting in the way of us all having a laugh. But it was great. I just had the best time. Best thing I've ever done, I think.
That's incredible. And of course, you know, you've done Celebrity Big Brother, won it. Yeah. You're on Loose Women all the time. Like, what in terms of shows, what show would you still love to do? Like, would we ever see you on Celebrity Traitors?
I'd be rubbish.
I don't think you would.
No, honestly, even when I watch it, I'm rubbish. But my kids would love me to do that. But it scares me, that show. I don't know, it scares me. But what show would I still love to do? I'd love to do Strictly.
Oh, yeah. Have you been asked?
Never.
Have you not?
Really?
No, and so many of the Loose Women have done it, and I've never even got an interview. Devastated.
They're missing a trick there.
They are.
Well, they were. Might be a bit... My hips aren't what they used to be now. But, yeah,
we'll give you a stretch.
I'd like to do Strictly. And I wouldn't like to do The Jungle, but I wouldn't say no to it. Because okay. I still think it's the biggest.
Yeah.
But I would be rubbish in that as well.
Obviously, you've worked with your sisters. You're now working with your kids.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy working with family?
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah, working with the kids has been great. I've learned so much from them.
Yeah.
And just hearing their opinions on, you know, we talked about recently about how divorce affected them.
Yeah.
How they felt. And I've never really sat down and had that discussion about that. And yeah, it's just great because it's just, you're just at ease, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we are very close. And I've also been shocked to death by some of the things they've come out and said.
Oh, you can be so honest with family, can't you?
Yeah, you can. You can. And also, if you fall out with family, it's 2 minutes and then you're back.
Yeah.
That's what I love, yeah.
Whereas if they're not family, you could fall out and never speak again.
This is it. Your parents were from Raheny. Yeah. What do you like to do when you come to Dublin?
Do you know what? I've not been to Ireland for 17 years.
Really?
The last time I came was mine and my sister's reunion tour in 2009, which I think is 17 years ago.
Okay.
That was the last time I came.
Yeah, because we very much just view you and have you as one of ours.
You know what? I put a post out yesterday on Instagram saying I'm here in Ireland, and the amount of comments that say welcome home or glad you're home, and it does feel like that. And I'm the only one that wasn't born here.
Yeah.
Like all my family were born here. But I still feel like it's home. Mm-hmm. So it's great. I love it over
here. Well, welcome home. It's great to have you here.
I'm so chilled. And everything I've done so far, you know, I did the breakfast show this morning on TV and I just couldn't get over. They go, yeah, just come in. We'll be with you in a minute. And I'm like, you know, when you go into like the studios at home, you know, Loose Women and all that, so many people do this and there's someone to do everything. And today it's just all laid back.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, look, it's been an absolute pleasure to chat with you this morning. We've loved having you in.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A trampoline.
Tons of other prizes.
Including two curly blow dries.
98FM.
Why, hello there. Welcome to Friday's edition of Matchy Matchy. This is the game where just three words stand between you and phenomenal prizes. The prizes are so fabulous that we have hired two AI presenters to tell you about them. Win a curly blow dry.
Me dough.
An air fryer.
A trampoline.
A butcher's voucher.
A garden's trimmer.
A €150 fuel card.
Matchy matchy dry robes.
And what flavours will you make?
I don't know.
With this brand new slushy machine.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy. Hey, I'm Brendan on the slowdown there for the weekend.
Is there a glitch in the matrix there?
It must be. Incredible prizes. And hoping to win them this Friday morning is Carolyn Talley. You're on 98FM, Carol. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little bit nervous now, to be honest.
Carol, please don't be nervous. We're all friends here.
We are indeed. Carol, what are your plans for the weekend?
So, it's my son's 19th birthday, so we have a little family meal planned for this evening and maybe a bit of family time after that.
Lovely. That's Callum, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Happy birthday, Callum.
Thank you.
And then, are you celebrating a birthday soon?
I am. I'm going to be 40 now in less than 2 weeks.
Carol, that's so exciting.
I know. I'm in shock still now, to be fair.
40 has never been so fabulous, Carol.
Do you know what everyone says as well? They say that your 40s are just an unbelievable decade. You don't care what people think anymore. Yeah. You know who you are.
I'm hoping it's going to be that way. I'm hoping today's the start of my winning era.
That's the attitude, Carol. I believe you and the kids are normally roaring at the radio for Matchy Matchy.
We do every morning on our way to school. This is our routine. We love to listen to the show.
Are the gals with you this morning?
They're not actually. I'm just heading to work myself, so they'll be raging. They're not.
Okay. Well, fingers crossed. Holly and Lily are listening this morning. Carol, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with?
I think I will go with Rebecca, please, Brendan.
Rebecca, Carol, you are off to the soundproof booth. Let's try and get a win with Carol in Talla this morning. And good morning, Holly and Lily, if you're listening. And if you're not, why not?
Oh, I'm good.
Good morning, Holly and Lily. And Callum. Is Callum with you?
He isn't. He's actually in work himself.
Okay, it's a solo run this morning, Carol, is it?
It is.
Okay,
it
no is pressure at all. Know. Here we go. Your first word in Matchy Matchy is party.
Party time.
Your second word is market.
Place.
And your third word is face.
Time.
Okay, we've got party time, marketplace, and FaceTime. Carol, are we locking those in?
Yes, please.
We're locking them in. Very decisive this morning. Love it. They're locked in, and Rebecca's on her way back into the studio from the soundproof booth. How was that?
Lovely. There was a nice pink nail varnish in there this morning.
Oh, that's very lovely now.
Yes, for an open-toe shoe.
Oh, have you got something on? okay, let's get a matchy with Carol in Talla. Your first word is party.
Oh, gosh, there's a few options. I'm going to say party bag.
Your second word is market.
Market. That is tough. Market. Why is that so hard? I'm going to say market bar. That's actually the first thing that came into my head.
And your third word is
great
face.
Venue. Face. Face mask.
Have you got a matchy matchy with Carol in Talla this morning? Not this morning,
Carol,
guys.
I'm so sorry.
Loving the giggles. not on the same page this morning. Carol went party time.
Yeah, I was thinking time.
Marketplace.
Very good.
And FaceTime.
Oh, they were great answers, Carol.
Carol, fair play to you. And thank you for listening and shouting along every morning with Holly, Lily and Callum. Have a great day. Happy birthday to Callum and happy 40th to yourself as well.
Thanks so much.
We'll send you a 90 FM goodie bag.
Bye, Carol.
Cheers,
happy birthday.
Carol. We'll do it all again next week. Will we find a winner? Did you maybe match three with Rebecca there?
I know. I think lots of people would have matched three with Carol's answers were excellent morning.
I think all answers were great. There are no wrong
Brendan,
answers
you know what? You're letting me down. You're trying to let me down gently.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98 FM.
Well, zigga zigga, Brendan. You're starting with a story about a Spice Girl.
Yes, I am. She is responsible for some of the best vocals in the Spice Girls back catalogue. She's duetted with Bryan Adams.
Oh, I love that song.
And she's even been on this show chatting to us about Spice Bags. I couldn't find that audio from 2020, but I do have this from just before we started chatting. Now, remember, it was 2020.
I was going to say, gosh, this is a real blast from the past.
And everyone, Spice Girls and us included, were only learning how to get a handle on Zoom.
Oh dear.
Should we maybe try do this via WhatsApp or something? I mean, is there a better way to do it?
And the two of us had like robots.
She
and Mel C
so
had
nice.
So much patience.
Yeah.
Like she just waited.
She's
like
so
she was
kind
so lovely. Melanie C, as she goes by now, has just released her 9th album. You mentioned it a little while ago. It's called Sweat.
Yes.
Came out last week. She's released a vinyl version of the album.
Cool.
But there's a problem.
Oh.
Fans have noticed that her name is spelled wrong.
Oh no.
Instead of spelling Melanie, it reads Melanine. There's an
Melanine?
Extra, Melanine. There's an extra N at the end. Now, I do believe that the vinyl edition is limited edition.
Okay.
And I think the run of ones that are misspelled could end up being worth a bit more.
Maybe.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Could be a Spice Girls collectible.
Melanine.
Melanine.
It's a good tribute act name.
It is, isn't it?
Melanine C.
Finally this morning, do you remember the guy who ended up on BBC News by mistake?
Yes. He was in the reception area and someone mistook him for a different guest.
Yes.
And he's sitting there. It's one of the best viral videos ever.
Well, today is a big day because that happened 20 years ago today on
BBC Breaking News.
Thank you, Fiona Harvey. So BBC News was meant to chat to a technology journalist named Guy Cuny.
Okay.
But the problem was there was another fella with the same first name.
That was it.
Guy Goma waiting in reception.
Oh.
So when a producer walked out and went, "Are you Guy?"
Yeah.
The wrong guy said, "Yes," thinking he was being walked into his job interview.
See how it happens.
Totally. But instead, he was walked straight into the BBC Breaking News studio. If you haven't seen it in a while, because it's 20 years old today, complete terror washes over the wrong guy's face. He keeps kind of clocking himself on the camera. He's like looking over. But he does an extremely impressive job of responding to questions that he did not know the answer to.
Well, Guy Cuny is the editor of the technology website
his face.
News Wireless. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Were you surprised Fair by this verdict today?
I'm very surprised to see this verdict to come on me, because I was not expecting that. When I came, they told me something else, and I'm coming. You got a
fair play to him.
Big surprise.
She has a follow-up question.
Surprise.
Exactly.
Yes, yeah. With regards to the cost that's involved, do you think now more people will be downloading online?
No.
Actually, if you can go everywhere, you're gonna see lot of people downloading.
And he doesn't just give like a short answer. He goes into detail about like why people might start downloading more. It's so impressive. Well, Guy Coma, the wrong guy, has been doing the rounds this week to mark 20 years since he ended up on BBC Breaking News. Here he is chatting to James O'Brien on LBC yesterday.
All the lights went on straight away and she started talking. So that time I just realized I'm on the wrong place.
Oh no.
I'm on set, and you knew you were, you wouldn't know it was live at this point. It could have been
no,
recorded.
Because as soon as I saw my face on all the TV in the room,
oh.
I said, God.
In really,
he really just talk about winging it in
I
that
know,
situation.
He really did. And in really interesting news, Guy has brought out a book. It is called The Wrong Guy, The Inside Story of TV's Greatest Cock-Up. It's described as the remarkable, stranger-than-fiction story of the wrong guy, why his 15 minutes of fame endured, the chaos of 24-hour news, and how celebrity and destiny isn't always what it's cracked up to be.
Ooh!
Does that sound good?
Yes.
That is The Wrong Guy, and that is Brendan's bit.
Thanks you. Thank you, Brendan.
Get up! 98FM's Big Breakfast.
With Rebecca and Brendan.